Welcome to the Curious Women Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Hager, and I'm here with my co-host, Kylie Fagnano, and we're chatting about women's health to teach you what you didn't know you didn't know. Welcome back to Curious Women. Last week, we interviewed an amazing mother duo couple about postpartum depression, and we had so much to talk about that we actually turned it into a part two. So here you go. Enjoy.
Yeah. You guys hear that? That piece feels really, really important.
Yeah.
For like the support system people, the friends, the mothers, the mm-hmm. husbands, the fathers, the brother, whoever, all the people around you. Mm-hmm. That even for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, Meg, how many times have I told you like every single human I know is pregnant right now?
Yeah.
Every single one of my girlfriends is pregnant or preparing to be. It feels that way. And to know this, Kate, is so huge. As a person who loves deeply and feels the pain of mm-hmm. other people's pain, you know, I think mm-hmm. a lot of our listeners are going to relate to that. This is huge to be able to yeah. look for and know and have the words, which I appreciated, which might be, you know, what do you need to say that you're afraid to say?
Yeah,
I'll hold that space for you and it's okay. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to leave this room if you don't need it to, you know. But I think what you're saying is that will pull the string that will allow mm-hmm. everything else to kind of fall in right. a good way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like it's that hey, now we're gonna figure this out. Like we're not gonna leave you here.
yeah, you're not alone. This feeling of you're not alone.
Yeah, and this what you're experiencing right now, this isn't normal motherhood. Like I don't care what people are telling you, like being a mom is not a diagnosis. Oh, it's like you know, like it's not like this. You don't deserve to be overly emotional, like overwhelmingly emotional or exhausted all the time or at your breaking point or stressed out to the max. Like that's not just like being a mom.
Ooh, I felt that in my bones, like up my spine.
I think that's like it's one of my biggest pet peeves because it's like you know, I really like hate that because I'm like, what you're telling women is that it's normal. Like, oh, like you basically deserve to feel like that because you're a mom. I'm like, no,
you should make shirts.
I love that. I love that idea.
Yeah. So it's like, that is, you know, let them know that like, no, we're going to get you out of this. Like, this isn't what being mom's about. This isn't, you know, yeah, of course you're going to be stressed out and busy and like those moments happen, but this isn't what it's about.
Tell us the plan. What's the plan?
But wait,
I'm going to let my mother speak for a minute. Okay. We're going to do a little switcheroo here.
Yeah. Switcheroo. No, good. Michelle, come back in.
I love that.
Michelle, come on in.
I love this. This is great.
I feel great having that language, understanding. Especially, I mean, really, Meg.
Oh, we're tag teaming.
Yeah, we're tag teaming.
Perfect. Actually, hey, before we go into the plan, I wanted to get your perspective and your experience having been one of the people who was closest to somebody going through all of this, not knowing that she was going through it because she didn't know how to speak about it. What was that like for you? And like, did you feel helpless? What did you choose to do that was helpful for you?
You mean for me? Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird because she is the person that you would never expect that would have been her experience. Cause just because of everything she knows and the way she embraced it all and everything. Right. So, but then you start to notice little things like, you know, the comments that are made or the, you know, inability to just get going or, like simple little things that would have, you just think, oh, that's just the way it would be. And I kind of noticed it. And it's like, we try to talk to her sister and I, nope, that's not me. You know, I'll figure it out. Everything will be fine. And then I kept, you know, and then I was like, well, why don't we do a little testing? Like, <that's> just, but in all seriousness, I said, you know, after you have grown a human and birthed it, you know, you're missing some things. So why don't we just do a little testing and kind of see where that all turns out? And it took a little while to convince that, but it's frustrating because it's like, I'm mom.
Right.
On one hand, where like my heart is just breaking because I really wanted her to have this awesome experience. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doctor over here going, okay, here's all the things I want to do with you. But, you know, it's difficult because I don't know if Kate mentioned it, but it's like, it's a different kind of denial. It's not the denial like, yeah, no, I'm drinking too much. No, it's the denial like,
yeah,
I don't even know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I can't verbalize it. I don't know how to talk about it. And if I talk about it, it sounds so awful in my head that I can't say it out loud.
Wow.
It was frustrating. I mean, it was frustrating, sad, all like all the mom emotions that there were, like, you know, I wanted to just reach in and do something. So then finally convinced her. And then we kind of got down this path and it was really bizarre how we, you know, figured out that it was some, I like really was missing something. Like I was missing a big piece of this. I could do all of these things, but we're still the whole picture isn't coming together. So, yeah. So that's kind of from the mom.
Yeah.
Weird.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to feel that part of the story.
Yeah.
Relate to that, you know.
I agree. Before we jump into the pillars, I just want to check on time. Are you guys okay on time?
No, we're good. If we're tag teaming, we're good.
Okay, perfect. Good. Okay, good. Because I'm really excited. I really want to hear about these pillars.
This is the juicy part. I want to know. Because now we've set the story, right? Everybody is in the feels. They're all connecting. We went through, like, what are the signs to look for? So they'll know if they or somebody they know needs some sort of guidance. So tell us the guidance. What can people do? What is the thought process?
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, so I guess the one thing that we figured out was that this underlying piece of everything is cortisol, right? It's so funny. There's a couple of things, like we used to call it the master hormone. Mm-hmm. And then that fell away because all of a sudden thyroid and sex hormones, you know, your estrogen, your progesterone, everything, those are the sexy topics. And we kind of forgot about that. And honestly, I forgot about it. I mean, it kind of fell off the radar. So then we, you know, we just kind of went through and it's like, well, what are it's, you know, the four pillars are just blood sugar monitoring, blood sugar regulation, right? That's a big one. Inflammation, but inflammation, it's a difficult thing to explain to people. It's not like the inflammation we think about, but it's really cellular, like way deep down what's going on, you know, at that level. And so important to kind of figure out that. And then, sleep, which for new moms especially, but any person who has a life, this is a tough one, you know. It's difficult because we kind of take it for granted, but we don't really realize the difference between quantity and quality, and what are some of those things that you can do to improve that.
Totally.
And then the last one, of course, is the level of stress that we all think about, which is the emotional and mental piece of it. So those are kind of our four pillars that we really work deep dive on. But along with that, we kind of developed, testing that went along with it so that we can kind of figure things out for people, right? Mm. It goes back to what I was saying in the very, very beginning about being an individual, you know, in conventional medicine, we're not treated that way. That's a whole nother podcast, right? But that's like we or a symptom, but you're never treated like a person. Like, you know, like I'm different from you and you and you and you. So we kind of like, I think the testing was kind of the turning point with Kate too, that, you know, when we finally got that done and we could see what was happening. It kind of made a big difference. And so, for us, we kind of developed a package around that.
Yes. Maybe you're getting into this, but what testing did you do and what did it show you?
That was my question.
So, we do some of the basic, you know, basic things. So we do a full thyroid panel, you know, not your
full.
Yes. Not your little TSH, which is a brain thing, not anything to do with your thyroid.
Another separate podcast.
and then we do the hair mineral analysis, so to try and get a picture of what your micronutrients are that are out of balance, and then we do hormone testing, basic hormone testing, but we do cortisol. And then, you know, estrogen and progesterone. Mm-hmm. And then what am I going to say? Oh, and then neurotransmitters. Because, you know, all of these pieces, it's just a big old puzzle, right? So if you're not doing something over here, then the thing over here isn't going to work. So we try to figure out, like, where in your neurotransmitter, you know, lineup are you a little bit deficient? What was it that your individual body is super deficient in? Because yes, we're all depleted, but you know, everybody has different balances of where they are and what in. So that's kind of the testing that we did, and that we did that on her. And I mean, the biggest thing, that was kind of when the cortisol thing went like right in the face. Oh yeah, look at that. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, about that.
I know. It's so crazy.
So you've talked a lot about the importance of the individualization, which mm-hmm. I think is kind of a very common theme on our show, but and the testing and all of that. And so I'm curious for the women who are listening, or anyone. Great. All that sounds good, but I'm kind of looking for things that I can do like right now or like with. So what are some of your favorite things? Can you share with us to recommend for that?
Yes, this is probably the most hated piece of advice.
She's going to say sleep.
Yeah. If you take it seriously, I mean this with my whole heart, and I'll give other pieces of advice too, because
yeah.
But I want to say this because
turn this off right now.
Yeah.
Don't fast forward.
Let me tell you something about sleep. it is the body's only way to heal. We cannot heal if we are not sleeping.
Yeah.
It is the first thing we need to focus on is rest. And it's so funny because women hate it because we're programmed, first of all, to like go, go, go. But second of all, like when we think about, let's say like being healthy, or let's say we want to like lose baby weight or whatever it might be, we think, you know, food and exercise. And if I'm resting, that's not, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no, if you're not resting, all that other stuff doesn't matter.
Totally.
So, and, you know, probably if you're tuning in to this and you're interested in this, you have young children and sleeping through the night is like not a thing. So that's another reason people like to smack us in the face and we say that. but the thing is, what we do is we focus on quality, not quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways to optimize the amount of sleep that you can get and whatever chunks that is. And big, you know, some of the biggest ways we do it is sleep hygiene. So coming up with a routine for every time you're going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then aromatherapy is great for this kind of stuff. So there's
valerian,
lavender, chamomile. You can also drink them herbally. But giving all these suggestions too, the biggest thing about sleep is consistency. So you have to train your body that it is going to go to bed.
Yeah.
So don't think, okay, well, great. I'm going to go drink my cup of tea tonight and I'm going to have the best night's sleep ever.
Right.
That's not going to work. Like you have to stick to a routine. You have to stick to it. But once you give your body a minute to realize like, oh, this is my routine.
We're
prepping for bed. You're going to notice the biggest change in your sleep. And then that's really going to pour over into everything.
Right.
So I know it's like the lamest piece of advice, but it's like my biggest one.
Well, the thing that I tell people, especially people with kids, right, is like, what do you do with your kids? You have a bedtime routine. We start telling them to calm down. We're communicating to them that it's time. We're going to get ready to go. Right.
Some people even have like the same songs that they sing over and over again, because your brain, it actually triggers your brain.
Yeah.
So, those things are super important.
We don't do it as an adult.
Right. So weird. So I just want to clarify, because I'm curious too. I just can't like, it's hard for me to imagine thinking about, and again, I don't have kids, but I can't imagine what it's like to try to have a bedtime routine for myself mm-hmm. when I'm spending the entirety of my day trying mm-hmm. to keep another human alive. And like, yeah, right. I know what you mean when you say sleep yeah. hygiene, but I'm just wondering if you can clarify for those listening, like, are you talking about when you say setting forth a routine,
yeah.
for those who maybe don't have situations where they can regularly have a sleep schedule, are there mm-hmm. habits that you're suggesting they do routinely maybe? Yeah. Like, can you clarify that a little bit?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yes. You are correct. Yeah.
I'll interrupt.
It's more habitual. And this is the thing about it. It doesn't need to be anything that takes an hour,
yeah.
you know, and our, when we, yeah. So when we say habits and typically try to find things that you enjoy yeah. that like will mm-hmm. naturally chill you out. So like a bath is great. Sometimes you can't take a bath every night, but like baths are great. Getting like a diffuser, this is something so simple you can do. Okay. Let's say you've had like the most exhausting day and all you want to do is fall face first into your pillow, literally get a diffuser, put it by your bed, put lavender, put bergamots, put something in it that's going to be that natural kind of sleep inducing smell, and put on the same music, like some chill music, or white noise, or
ocean sounds.
Yeah, there's like beta waves too. There's all sorts of really great, almost like meditative sort of music. Mm-hmm. Put that on, do that every single night. You will fall asleep within 5-6 minutes once your body knows
it's safe, it's going to be time to calm down. I'm going to get time to rest and repair.
Yeah.
I mean, your body is really super excited over that. It's like, oh yeah, let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah. And that's super, super simple. I mean, the longer, I will say, you know, the longer routine you can have, the better, because it gives your body a chance to like totally mellow out before, you know, your head hits the pillow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you can do something like a full 45 minute type of routine where there's like a bath and some reading and some really like you precious time, like that's great, but that's not reality. And on the nights you can do that, like, wow, how cool. But if you can find something that's really literally just takes 5 minutes and you do it, consistency is key.
It's that's the biggest thing.
Okay. But those two things help so much, because you know what's great about the aromatherapy and the white noise? Let's say you get up at 2 a.m. and you have to go feed your kid. Guess what you can do? Go back to bed, you can turn on your diffuser and your white noise and it's the same thing. So those are my big things for moms, like, have to get up continuously.
Yeah.
And Kate, are you vouching for these? This is what you've done, right? Like, this is not just like, oh, put some lavender on. You're like, no, this is what I did to survive.
I do it consistently.
Consistently. Yeah, and obviously, like, she doesn't have kids in the house anymore, so she has like a whole big, huge bedtime routine. But actually, one thing that I added in that I love more than anything, once she got to the point where she was sleeping through the night, so around like 6-7 months. Let me clarify what I mean by sleeping through the night. I mean, like, she woke up at 4 a.m. once, you know, like, I could put her to bed at 9, she woke up at, maybe he was sleeping 13 hours.
No. Actually, I think you earned it. Go for it.
I started doing restorative yoga. So this is really, it's so funny. We teach stress. I've never been a meditator. I think it works for some people and that's great. It's never been for me. I do really enjoy yoga, but when I was in that state, I was like, I'm not going to go do downward dogs right now. Like, that's not what's going to happen. So I found restorative yoga. There's restorative yoga. And then there's another one, which I didn't practice, but,
yin.
Name, it starts with an A.
But
regardless, and it's a yoga specifically for sleep. restorative yoga, all you need is literally like a really dense pillow. You can get a bolster for like $20 on Amazon too, if you want. But it's just like a really dense pillow. You can do it for 5-10 minutes, and there are these different positions that you put yourself in. But because of the bolster, it hits certain pressure points, and it automatically, like, it'll increase blood flow. It'll help like relax the body, kind of like acupuncture does. And I will tell you, like, changed my life.
Wow. I believe that.
I still do it. I can't do it every night, but I still do it. Like, especially if I've had a day, like, I make sure I do 5 or 10 minutes. And sometimes it's just literally like putting my feet up against the wall before I go to bed. It sounds like too simple, but it made a huge difference for me. So that's something else I would vouch for that worked for me. But again, individuality, like, you try some stuff. Cause I tried the meditation route and it was like, no, I just didn't.
I think a lot of people are going to feel that.
Yeah.
for whatever reason, like, I get in a comfy position on my floor with this pressure point and my back feels good. And I'm like, oh, I'm zenned out, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
And I think the cool thing that you're saying here, Kate, is not like, go to a yoga class where you have to like leave your house and do childcare and you're gone for an hour and a half. You're saying, like, lay on the floor with a comfy pillow for 5 minutes.
Who can't do that, right?
You know,
that's basically what it is. Yeah. It was so nice. And
that's amazing.
And it's not your bed. You know, it's not your bed, because it is specific positions and stuff, but they're very easy. And so many.
I was saying there's a ton of YouTube videos on it.
So that is another like really, really cool thing that you can start to do.
Super easy.
Yeah. My other like biggest suggestion is with blood sugar, and blood sugar can be very complicated because a lot of
dietitians
connect to it. So, I mean, yeah, we dive deeper into all of that, but the very basics that I tell people is like, just focus on getting a good quality fat, protein, and carb at every meal. Like, that's all. It doesn't need to be more complicated than that. And eat like every few hours, especially if you're breastfeeding, and
especially during that first 40 days.
And don't like these. With postpartums, like, and during that first year, I think this bounce back culture of like, I need to get my body back. Like, somehow you're going to erase the fact that a human came out of you, which is just ridiculous. there's a lot of like diet culture around this time period, or like eating a lot of salads and whatever. But what your body really needs is like nourishing foods. It needs like warm foods, soups and bone broths and
all the things
really that, like, protein, fat, heavy things. And sometimes we can't we can't think and process so much information. So that's my go-to is like, every meal you're going to sit down and all you're going to do is look at your plate and go, do I have a carb? Do I have a protein? Do I have a fat? And if I do, cool. And then move on.
Yeah. I love that. Simple. Back to basics, people. Back to basics. Yeah.
So true, right? We've just so lost touch with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy.
The paleos and the ketos and
get everybody in the room.
Just
ask them. They'll tell you.
I almost feel like if this were me, I would just have a list of like foods that were proteins, foods that were fats, and foods that were carbs on my fridge. Okay, check.
Match.
This is a great idea.
It is. It's a great idea.
We might steal that.
We'll actually make that. You know what? Hey, all you listeners, we'll make that for you.
Yeah.
And we got it. Tune in.
Perfect.
We'll make it.
Yeah. I love this.
Send it to us, and we'll put it in the show notes. We'll put the link in the
show notes. Okay, so just check the show notes because it'll be in here by the time this airs.
That's amazing. I love it. I love what just happened. Absolutely great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we talked a lot about things that they could actually do for sleep after they get done wanting to punch you in the face for saying that. But I think you really argued your point and yeah. you're standing testament. Like you're not just saying it, you're sharing an experience, which are two different things, right? Mm-hmm. So we talked about a lot of that. We talked about the blood sugar piece. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about the testing piece for those who are capable and want to dive a little bit deeper.
Right.
I would love to hear more. Meg, do you want to hear more about their program?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's that? Because I feel like I have a lot more questions that might be answered if I ask that question.
Cool. Okay. So the program itself, it's the postpartum relief plan. And like we said, we've been doing it one-on-one with people, but recently it's actually going, I should say this, we are launching it officially in September.
Ooh!
Okay.
The group program.
The group program.
You still are, if you're listening right now and you like want to do it now, we do offer it one-on-one and we can do that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you're interested in it in a group setting, which is like our baby, we are launching.
We will be birthing a baby.
Yeah. Yes!
With all the pain that goes along with that.
Yeah. So that's going to be launching mid-September. But it is a 10-week program and the reason why we do 10 weeks is while it seems like it's short, it's actually, you know, it's a really, really, really good amount of time to see real results.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not super overwhelming for people. This is not going to be a 6-month long commitment.
Right. Right. That's huge. Huge.
Especially for moms that like just don't want to invest in themselves. We just don't.
Totally.
Women. So basically the way that it's structured is we do a lot of education in the first couple weeks while we're waiting for test results. Mm-hmm. So we have you do your test results. We've laid out, I think you told them all before the tests that we take.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they're all at home. Like you're not going to a lab or anything. They're just at home stuff.
Yeah. And so we do some education while we wait for the tests, education with some action points like we talked about today, just some things they can be doing while we're waiting for
quick
that individual.
Stuff.
Yeah, quick start, quick relief things while we're waiting for more of their individualized plan. Every week they're going to meet with us live and with their group. So this is really a chance for them to ask questions, whatever was gone over that week. They can bring it to group. We're here, open book. They can ask for support from the other women. And we're really there to help hold their hand and implement the things that we're talking about each week. As we get their test results, what we then do is really try to individualize the plans for each person. Our groups are small. We're not going to like blow out and have 50 people in a group. That way we can really do our best to individualize all of the.
We also want to build that tighter community,
community,
you know,
right?
So you have two people. Right. You always have like the quiet ones and
yeah.
the ones that talk all the time.
Like all
of us.
So we start to do a deeper dive of putting together a plan for your thyroid specifically. So how to support your thyroid, how to support your mineral deficiencies, how to support your neurotransmitters, those types of things. And then we have like a couple of really cool bonuses that we included, which one of them is all about rekindling the flame with your partner. And intimacy is a really big question mark during the period. And the cool thing is we actually do have a licensed therapist on like our team.
On our team, yeah.
And so she's going to come in and give, she does family and couple counseling. So she's going to come in and give some really great information during that bonus. And then also along with like hormone balancing during like sex hormone balancing, we can kind of hopefully reignite that libido for a lot of women. So that one's really cool. And we also do a lot of talk about inflammation and how to de-stress
and detox.
Mm-hmm. Your environment, your cleaning products, your beauty products, things like that.
Huge.
And not like
green juice detox, like actual, yeah. Like,
yeah. Actual
but yeah, and it's all, you know, it's all sectioned out really in those four pillars, how we address everything. So, it's awesome. It's so cool and so effective. And I'm so excited because it's really like my recovery plan and to, you know, like something that it's so close to me. So, my hope is that when women come and they come to these group sessions, they really feel like they're a partner. We're really partnering with them. We're really coming alongside of them. This isn't coming from a standpoint of like,
do this,
do that, don't do this. But it's like, how do we really support you? Mm-hmm. What does your life look like? What does your body look like? And how can we implement things that we know work into your personal situation? Right. And then, hey, here's, you know, 8 or 9 other women that like you
can
have to come
along.
Have suggestions, and they have things that,
because everybody's experience is different. So it's, and again, it's kind of like that girlfriend, but it's not the girlfriend that's going to bring this shit up later, you know?
Right.
Judgment zone kind of thing, you know.
Yeah. That's incredible. I am such a huge, anytime that something has community to it, I feel drawn to it immediately. I mean, it's part of why Meg and I do this. Mm-hmm. Because we are a source of community for each other, and then connecting with people like you, and then connecting our community with you. There's so much to be said for simply not feeling alone. Changing that and nothing else will cure almost anything.
Right.
Oh, I know. It's huge.
It's funny because when we talk to the women like that come to us for one-on-one, it's like the number one thing that they say. They're like, I just didn't have anyone to talk to. I just felt like I wasn't cut out to be a mom. So like, who's going to admit that?
And you just need someone who really cares about you, but also, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. But also like, I want to let you off the hook.
Yeah.
Because honestly, what's happening, what's going on, it has nothing to do with like your, like things that you've done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you have the education that we're all given.
Right.
You have the support system that we're all given, and it is not your fault that
those things are good.
Yeah, that the people that you have given your trust to support you have like led you down the wrong path. Like that's not like, and it's physical. It's not mental. This isn't in your head. This isn't manifested. Yeah. This isn't because you're a bad mom. Like you're off the hook. Like
wow,
you know what I mean? Like we're gonna figure out exactly where you're depleted, where we need to focus. Right. How we can replenish your body and then give you the support that you need emotionally and mentally so that you can like navigate through it. Right. And it doesn't exist. Like there's, you know, and that's unfortunate. So like, that's also why we're so excited about it, because it's like, it's time.
Totally.
Time for something like this.
So. I think the really ironic thing here is that so many people, or it sounds like all of the people that you are working with, say the same thing. I am alone. I don't have anybody to talk to. And the irony in that is that that's just not true, because you have every other mother who has felt some inkling of what they're feeling. And I think if nothing else, you guys, take that with you from this, because, and I would argue, apply it to whatever it is that you feel maybe alone with. And clearly we're talking about postpartum depression in this particular instance, but don't you guys think that would apply across the board?
It
you
does.
Are almost never actually as alone as you feel ever.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so
cool. I understand that feeling of like needing to lean into that whole I'm alone, nobody gets me, like I get it. I have sometimes that's cathartic and
yes! Like,
but when you find yourself really living in that place,
yeah,
here's your call up, here's your yeah. call up, people. So wow
yeah. I have one final question about your program, because I think it's also important to speak to the people who maybe medication is the route that they want to take. And I just don't want them to feel like that's wrong or left out either. And so I wanted to speak to that, but I also wanted to ask you, is your program something that someone who wants to go on medication, but also wants to put in place long-term solutions, is that applicable as well? Or is it, do you feel like it should be
great question, Meg.
Totally. Yeah. And no, it's totally. And the thing is that, who wants to talk? We're not in the place to ever pass judgment anybody. No. Because I say this too. I said that I knew I didn't want to go that route.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that we had a phone call where I was like, but I'm just going to take the meds. Because I was desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, this is going to make me feel better. It. Like, I'm going to do it.
That's right.
And so like, I have zero judgment for people that go that route. Because, when you're in that place, that can feel like your lifeline, like that.
Yeah.
And that's important for people to have.
Right.
But I will say this, what we know about antidepressants specifically, like SSRIs, is that like I believe that we can get you to the point where you don't have to take the medication. Even if you feel like that is the route that you need to take now, that's fine. Like you need to do that. We can help you while you're doing that. Like that is, you know what I mean? But
Interesting thing is in that, when you're on different type, any kind of medication, and usually, I'm talking about like prescriptive meds, right? It depletes you too.
Right.
There are chemical things that happen in your body that you have depletion. So here you are, please, you're welcome. I mean, everyone's welcome in the program.
Yeah.
But you're going to also find out that through the testing that maybe the medications that that you're on are also depleting you.
Right.
So we can fix that as well, those underlying things. So,
I believe that women that are experiencing this, that even if it's in the, like, if it's in the short term that you needed that, you needed to get over this hump, you needed to feel better. That's great. You do.
You did.
You're proactive for yourself, but
I can
promise you that there is an alternative way that, that would enable you to not have to be on those kinds of medications. And I think that, hopefully that provides relief. I don't want that to sound judgmental. But that's where I'm coming from, just from that standpoint.
Meg, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I meant to circle back to that, because we all have similar approaches here. Mm-hmm. We work with our clients in a similar approach. We choose the same sorts of decisions for ourselves, but we are also working with a lot of people who don't feel that way.
Right.
And we are friends with and love dearly a lot of people who don't feel that way. And I appreciate being able to just kind of do a healthy head nod to acknowledging all of the very real variables that would lead that a person to having that medication be
the right
decision in that moment.
Right.
I also appreciate this, like, hey, just so you know, if you're feeling bogged down by that, there's a way for you to feel more free while you use it as well.
Right.
It just kind of like, and doesn't this just circle back, you guys, to your very first point, which is treating people as an individual human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what this comes back to.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys. Oh,
what an amazing interview. Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was really so fun.
We made it, guys. Wait, we made it. We did it. Okay. That's what I feel like I want to say. The four very chatty ladies, we did it.
I didn't really talk over each other that much. Actually, no. I think we did a good job.
I think we were tag teaming.
Yeah, that's probably right. Right. That's probably right. I learned personally so much about how to support and what to look out for and what to recommend and where to recommend. So I think just to round this out with the where can people find you? Can people tune into what you offer virtually? Do they have to be in person? And where can they learn more?
Okay. Well, we are virtual. We are virtual. Yes.
Perfect.
You can be anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Our main platform is going to be on Instagram. So @she_health_. Our website, www.she-health.net. We also have, for anybody listening right now, this is actually a resource that we put together for women that are expecting, like maybe they're currently pregnant and listening and wondering, curious about it, or just recently gave birth. We put together a postpartum blueprint, really like a what to expect when you're no longer expecting.
Ooh.
It's in a conversational format.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a video series that's free, and your listeners can go take a look at that if they want. And that's just at www.thepostpartumblueprint.com.
Cool.
So that's
very
something
cool.
And I will put together that fridge, fridge information,
fridge macros.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fridge macros.
Yeah. There it is.
Fridge macros. What a productive call today, girls. What a productive call.
Yeah. I love that. And all those yeah. links and hashtags and all of, I mean not hashtags, yeah. Instagram handle and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm over 30, okay? Give me a break. I don't know where all these yeah. hashtags and things. that will all be in the show notes.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and we will say, like, if you our Instagram is really a great way to get to know like everything we offer and all the things we have going on, and we do have like an early interest list on there for anybody that wants more information about the postpartum relief plan coming in September. That is on there too. And anybody listening, seriously, like, we're open books, and like we said, we love
you
community.
Can't tell.
We want to. This is not, you know, we get a little like irritated because we don't ever want to come off as like salesy in any way. Because especially like on social media and where you can connect with us directly, like we love to talk to people and like, this isn't like you have to pay me to ask me a question.
Just
DM us, just call, like if you're like struggling and you're like, I don't know what my options are. Like, I don't know what I can do. I don't know what I am able to do. Like I'll voice memo you all day long. Like, that's seriously what we're about. And it is about the community. So I want to like be sure anybody listening that's like, just want like, hey, they sound like cool people to talk to. Like, we'll actually
I really think a huge part of what we're doing here and what we said to you before we even started is that this will feel like a chat with your girlfriends. This should feel like a conversation.
Yeah.
And I think you're really showing that. So really a testament to like, we want to bring you in. Mm-hmm. We want you to be our people, or rather you guys, they want you to be their people. They want to help you. And so I think, you know, if you are somebody who is, like you were saying, about to give birth, just did, maybe it isn't just, and you're still feeling this way. Or for like, you know, if you're our age and everybody you know is pregnant, send them this podcast. Right?
Yeah.
Send them this link. Really. Yes. I'm like, I've got a list of girlfriends who have,
me too.
As soon as this posts, I'm like, copy paste.
Yep.
Good. Oh, Kate, Michelle, thank you.
It's like even older people, like me, you know, it's like we have daughters and nieces.
Whoa, totally.
Yeah. We have a couple of people in our community too that are, they're just moms. They're moms. Like they're not, sorry, of course they're moms.
Just moms?
They're, no, like they're moms. They're like they're, adult moms, moms of adult children. Okay, I don't know what to say.
There you go.
But we have some women in our community that are moms of adult children that are going to birth, and they're reaching out. They're like, we don't know how to support
our
daughters. Mm-hmm. And so that's actually, and it's funny, and I think that comes from the mother-daughter, that they're like, okay, I see that.
Yeah, maybe wow. we can
talk to you. Like, it's not just
beautiful.
Yeah.
So, the grandmothers to be.
Grandmother. Yeah. I was looking for.
That's the word that's used in my presence.
So. Oh, the.
No.
She's not a grandma. She's a cool grandma.
No. Oma. Should we call her? We call her Oma.
Yeah. So and the Oma should be.
Yeah, I love that. My husband's Dutch. So it's
there Oma. It is.
It's grandma. Yeah, there it is.
That's perfect.
That's guys, really cute.
Thank you so much for being with us, but for filling a need in the world this time around.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I personally want to say, like, to all of my friends who you can be helpful and guides to, and possibly me at some point, God only knows, God forbid, I don't want to have to talk to you ever again. But I want to thank you in advance for the true connected guidance that I know you'll be able to offer the people in my life who I love and care about. So Meg, I don't mean to speak for you, but I'm sure I can.
No, it's same thing. You're echoing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That. No notes.
No notes. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
So love much. To you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, all. Thank you so much for listening and being here with us. It really means the world to us. And we want to let you know that we really love to hear from you, and we want to know what you're more and more curious about. So if you are having a particular experience and you'd love for us to track down an expert to try to teach everybody more about that, let us know. Or on the other hand, if you have had an amazing experience with a practitioner who you think would be really great for our show, let us know. We would love to try to bring them on and spread the good news. Thank you so much. Let us know. We're happy to hear from you.